Good morning, Screeters. It's day two of the long drive. I got a couple anchor casts under my belt that I listened to some messages, and you're going to be able to listen to them too here pretty soon. But just like yesterday, I'm really enjoying the camaraderie and the OSR anchorites. No one's really in the Discord channel, so if you're listening to this, contact me. Get in the Discord channel. I'll send you an invite. You can find them on Hobbs and Friends of the OSR community on G+, on Twitter, and I would be happy to send one out at any point, at any time. So, what the heck is next? Oh, yeah. Today is September 9th, 2018. I am Jason Hobbs, and this is Random Screed.
Good morning, Mr. Hobbs. Colin here. I don't know what to say, mate. Really, I'm blown away. Obviously, thanks for your kind words. It's kind of humbling, especially when it's followed up with Robert calling in as well and kind of seconding what you said, and Tim talking about anchorite glue and stuff. Yeah, I'm almost a little bit overwhelmed and kind of makes me shy to do any more podcasts, but I'll overcome that. You can't shut me up. But yeah, thanks, man. And listen, I've been really enjoying the fact that you've got a few more podcasts out driving back and forth to Chicago, so hopefully you'll do some more today. But yeah, no pressure, and hope it goes well, man. Take it easy. Catch you later.
Don't worry, buddy. You said everything that you need to. That was Colin Green from Spike Pit, like he used to say, a.k.a. Spike Pit, before he had his own fantastic anchor cast, which you all should be listening to. Well-deserved, buddy. Well-deserved. I talked about it quite a bit yesterday, so I'm not going to go into it long here. But, yeah, keep it up, man. Really enjoy your stuff. Always love to hear from you. So keep it real, brother. What I'm going to talk about next is the guy who is following in the footsteps of Colin Green, his brother, Darren Green, also known as Rocks Fall, Everybody Dies, or as he puts it, RFED, which really cracks me up. So he's got some big shoes to follow, but I feel like he's already filling them up pretty well, man. He calls everybody's shows. He listens to all the OSR Anchorite shows and calls into them, gets involved, and keeps the community clicking. The whole point was to have conversations, and I think these people who call into all the different shows and listen to all the shows and get involved with all the shows are exactly that glue, like Tim at Gothridge Manor mentioned, and it's invaluable in any community. I'm so thankful in this community that we haven't had to come up with really strong rules or anything like that, because no one's really stepping out of line. If anything, polite to a point, to a fault. I feel like we got more Canadians than anything else. Maybe that's it. I'm just hacking on you, Steve C, the old dog. Anyway, without further ado, it's RFED.
Hi, Jason. RFED here. I'll keep this short on the history of my gaming, because I know my brother will call in and probably give you more details on it. But we basically started playing through a teacher at our junior school. So we used to play with myself, my brother, and her son. So it was a good introduction. And from there, we went on and played with our own friends, played basic D&D expert, and then we moved on to Advanced Dungeons & Dragons. I think it was the second edition we played. From there, I've played lots and lots of different systems that we played with, but we always come back to Dungeons & Dragons. I've always tried to be a bit of an entertainer in the family and friends circuit, so normally organising games and running games, so it's just in the blood now. Thanks.
Your female teacher taught it to you? This sounds like a Van Halen song, RFED. Hot for Teacher? No? Maybe not. I guess her son was playing too. That would have made it really weird. But that's an awesome story, and I appreciate you sharing it with me and all the listeners. So thanks for that. It's pretty awesome that you guys keep it going and you're playing board games and role-playing games, mostly OSR, but sounds like you do some 5th edition as well. Honestly, I just think it's great that the number of people that are playing games and keeping that dream alive. I know that it really helped me out a lot, and I talked about it a lot on the last episode, so I won't bore you guys with the redundancy, hopefully, any more than normal. Anyway, thanks for calling in, Brothers Green. I appreciate it. You did a good job sneaking those calls in between these rapid-fire episodes I've been putting out here. I'm on my road to 100, I guess. Anyway, thanks again, and let's get on with the show. All right, so I really kind of had two things I wanted to talk about today, and hopefully I don't ramble too much about them or bore you or anything like that. So the mysterious Cody M. I started calling him that because he used Cody M when he called into Spellburn, I don't even know, last year or year and a half ago or quite a while ago. He was he's related to Paul Wolf. He's his nephew or second cousin or something, and he's part of the Wolf Clan, and I have done a lot of gaming with Cody, and he's a younger guy, and so we hack on him a little bit, but he's a really good sport about it, and he takes it. Jose and I and the Hoff decided that we needed a place for people to hang out and talk about Hex Talk and the Forlorn Shores so we could gather players for that game. And our answer was Discord. So that's why we have a Discord channel. And then it was kind of quiet, so I started inviting a bunch of people, and I added all of my various stuff to it so we could get more people. So if you are are you interested in Random Screed? Are you interested in Hobbs and Friends of the OSR, Forlorn Shores, Hex Talk, just Audio Dungeon itself, any of those things, come over to the Discord. Like I mentioned, I'll invite you. Let's get involved. I'm not trying to segregate the OSR further. I just wanted a place where we could converse real time. We have made Cody a moderator because, as Colin said, he's pretty much always there. And he was the first person really that I talked to on Discord a lot anyway. So it's perfect, perfect appointment, if you ask me. You can talk with Patches. You can talk with me, Jose. Tons of the OSR anchorites are there. Lots of listeners of Hex Talk and Hobbs and Friends of the OSR. So pretty good conversation so far. And if you are interested, then check it out. All right, so I wanted to talk a little bit about what I call whimsy. So I think 5th edition has a touch of lightness to it. It's not grimdark, and I'm not saying I'm grimdark all the time, even though I probably am. But there is a touch of whimsy in some products that I think maybe shifts their category or the type of game that they're running. Now, I think Dungeons & Dragons has always had this touch of whimsy. Maybe it's the fae, maybe it's using folklore, maybe it's the funny comics in the back of Dragon magazine, like Wormy or whatever. I'm playing in a 5th edition game with Edwin Nagy. Super awesome guy. I really enjoy him. He is probably known through Lesser Gnome fame or Frog Gods or Miskatonic University podcast, who he's on sometimes. So big time Call of Cthulhu guy. He was on Hobbs and Friends of the OSR. He does a 24-hour game for Extra Life every year. Fantastic dude. Just incredible. If you ever get the opportunity to meet him, you should. Talk with him. If you are coming to Game Hole in November in Madison this year, then he'll be there. He'll be hanging out in the podcast booth with me if it's anything like last year, because he was there with Hawk and I a lot. But he's famous now, so maybe he'll be too busy for us lowbrows. I don't know. But anyhow, Edwin's awesome, and he is running a 5th edition game for me, Bird, Jose, and his friend Alan. And I asked him to do this, and he is using the Lesser Gnomes Whisper and Venom setting, which was by Zach Glazar and Edwin Nagy. And I used to own a box set of each of these, but I sold them because they just felt too whimsical to me. And it's part of the same reason I don't really like Forgotten Realms. Iconic characters and just this whimsy, oh yeah, Elminster can travel the cosmos. And I understand the plot device that Greenwood was using when he created Elminster and probably why he did some of those things. But I think that Dungeons & Dragons has become its own media. It's no longer just like a video game or like a movie or like a book. It's like its own thing. And we don't necessarily have to use all of the writer tools that are in those other media. We can use them, but sometimes I feel like it puts an aesthetic on it that I don't enjoy as much as I could or would if it didn't exist. So I guess what I'm trying to say is I basically told Edwin he could run whatever he want, but when he started talking about Whisper and Venom, I was like, ah, you know, I used to own this, but I, you know, got rid of it because it was too whimsical. And then he proceeded to almost TPK us. which is another topic. Maybe that's what I'll talk about this afternoon. How to continue a game that you're all enjoying after a TPK or near TPK. But anyway, I just wanted to say that there maybe some lightheartedness is necessary. I have my own lightheartedness style when I run Kalmata or basically any game because I know there's going to be a high lethality, high mortality rate of the game. And
have a mild.
And all that doom and gloom might need some humor once in a while, but it's usually me dropping sophomoric jokes, adolescent jokes, any number of types of jokes, and most of them fall.
Keep left at the fork.
Most of them fall flat, of course, but that's the nature of the beast. So anyhow, I guess.
Continue on I-9.
Jesus, I don't know how hard it is for me to know to go through the iPass lane instead of the cash lane, lady. Dang. Anyway, I guess I just really wanted to talk about that whimsical. I think when I mentioned it, another way to explain it would be is if you look at the Giants adventure path or the season for 5e, that stuff about the Giants being too fat or out looking for food and just the way they approach the aesthetic of the game is a different feel than what I want. It's more of the Hercules and Xena feel as opposed to a harder, grittier Black Company or Kings of the Wild. Although there's something that's added to Kings of the Wild. I wouldn't call it whimsy, but it is this kind of heavy metal band aspect that's part of that. I guess I don't necessarily know what I'm trying to say. Maybe you guys do, and you should all call in and tell me. That would be awesome. All right, so, yeah, I'm getting closer. Oh, shit, I guess I still got about 20 minutes or so, but I'm not going to make you guys listen to me ramble on about it for 20 minutes, and let's all make a date this afternoon, and we'll talk about moving a campaign on after a TPK or near TPK. But as for now, it's better to burn out than to fade away.